This story illustrates something that we know to be true, and that is, in many times, many ways in this life, attitude is everything. It seems that when we run across challenges or disappointments, it's not so much often the actual circumstance as how we respond to it, right? So, we're going to be talking today about attitude and how it impacts us as the church. When we look at our faith, we find that, as with many things in life, attitude is everything. And even the word attitude turns up in the Word of God. I know that there's Bible scholars all over the place in this room. I'm sure there's somebody who has memorized Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 24, and they don't even have to look at their Bible. Is there anybody who would like to volunteer to read Ephesians? Oh, okay, I got a hand back here already. Bible scholar? Okay. Sam, was it your hand that was up? Yeah? Okay, go for it, brother.
You were taught with regard to your former ways of life to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, which is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
Whoa, that's perfect.
Yeah, I knew it. Got Bible scholars in the room, people who memorize scripture. That's great. Do you notice that? That we were taught with regard to our former way of life to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of our minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. A lot of our faith has to do with attitude. And I've got to say, brothers and sisters, in these days, even more so than in previous days that we've lived through, our attitude as the church is of prime importance. And I say that because no longer is the church the center of society as it used to be in the good old days. No longer does our society take its lead from the church. No longer are people paying attention to what's going on in the Word of God and what the precepts of God are. We're living in a post-Christian world here in North America anyways, and in some ways especially in Canada. The church is peripheral now. The church, instead of being central, is peripheral. Instead of being heeded, it's being ignored. Instead of enjoying favor from the world, the church is experiencing various degrees of persecution, even here in Canada, mostly starting with attitudes and rhetoric. But actions are always the things that follow attitudes and rhetoric. So it is critical, it's essential in these days. We need essential attitudes. And I just want to take a bit of scripture, and we're going to look into the scripture and try to draw out some essential attitudes that we can find in our brothers and sisters in Christ in the early church. You see, we have a lot more in common with the early church than we might think. One of those things is that, like them, we now live in a society that is either indifferent or hostile to the faith, to faith in Jesus. So we need to, in a sense, look in the mirror of the Word of God, and see ourselves, that is, the church, maybe a little while ago, but still, the church. And maybe to pick up some pointers on what kinds of attitudes we need to carry in these days in order to be the kind of church that God wants us to be, and to move by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to move the kingdom of God forward.